Senator Edward Kennedy had a scare this morning. He had a seizure in his home on Cape Cod. Initially, the news seemed dire. Ted Kennedy was taken to a Cape Cod hospital in nearby Hyannis and then airlifted to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. His doctors were concerned the 76-year-old Democrat might have suffered a stroke. Then, later in the day, a Kennedy spokesman said the senator was conscious, talking, joking with the family. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The first reports of Edward Kennedy's illness seemed worrisome. An anonymous source told Associated Press that the Massachusetts senator had suffered, quote, stroke-like symptoms. That kicked news organizations around the country into high gear. Then the Boston Globe reported that the Kennedy family had been, quote, summoned to Massachusetts General Hospital. That sounded like it might be all over for the legend of American politics. Once Kennedy got to Mass General and was evaluated, the reports became somewhat more rooted in fact. A spokesperson for Kennedy reported that he'd had a seizure, not a stroke. That news was met by relief by hosts on cable news, but whether that relief is actually merited is unclear. What caused Kennedy's seizure is still apparently unknown and could range from a brain tumor to a stroke to diabetes, with other diagnoses in between. What is known is that the Massachusetts senator is resting comfortably with family all around. Doctors will begin testing to see if they can discover and treat the underlying cause of the worrisome seizure. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.